Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
David Shapiro, the legal director of Hatzolah Medical Rescue Johannesburg. David Shapiro, good afternoon to you. Thank you for talking to me on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Tell me more about the Keeping Hope Alive campaign, because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know much about it.
Simon, thank you. Yes, we're very excited about this. This is a campaign that we launched today. It is to anticipate the predicted third wave of the COVID-19 virus that has been, where we've been told is going to come our way around about Pesach or after Pesach during the Easter holidays. And Simon, you know, I think people are tired of being told what they should do and what not to do. Yep. And, you know, all the reprimand out there. So we decided at Hatzolah to launch a campaign which would be a positive reinforcement of what we can do. And we're trying to involve everybody in this campaign, where we want to show that everybody can participate in curbing the predicted third wave. And that's the exciting news that we put out today, and which we are going to continue with over the next couple of weeks.
David, get to the crux of the matter here, because I'm still not understanding how can people participate? What do we want of them? What do we want them to do?
So we want people to be encouraged to wear their masks, to sanitize, to social distance, and really to stop spread events. But we want everyone to help each other, and we want to be able to show that everyone can participate. This, you know, you don't have to be a Hatzolah responder or a worker on our wellness program in order to be involved in helping this terrible situation that we've all lived through for the past year. We want to show that you can actually make a difference, and you yourself, together with your friends and members of the community, can actually help to curb this third wave. So we have some very exciting things out there. I don't want to tell you too much about it, but we have a lot of ambassadors, high profile and ordinary persons in the community who are participating, who have their own messages, who are going to put out challenges to others, their peer groups and the like, and we're going to be giving out giveaways and just encouraging people to really, in a positive way, help curb this third wave, because we believe it can be done and it has to be done. So I don't want to say too much about it, because I would like some of it to come as a surprise. But in essence, I hope you now understand what we're doing.
You definitely are holding your cards close to your chest, that is for sure. I know they're going to be events. I know I'm going to be allowed to participate, in fact, encouraged to participate. But I'll have to look out on all sorts of media to find out what it was. I just do want to commend you and your organization on doing the most incredible work. I think who would have thought that you would have been such heroes, such frontliners over the past year. And I'm just wondering to what extent your people are taking strain.
So yes, they have taken strain. They are taking strain. As you know, we're in a lull now. Over the last year, there have been times which has been particularly hectic. Over the last, you know, shutdown holiday season, it was very stressful. A lot of our guys and helpers were away. They were on holiday, which increased the burden on those that remained behind. And there has been a lot of fatigue. It's a very intense program, but it's amazing the way they have risen to the occasion. People, you know, our workers, both our full-time workers, our volunteers, and those persons which we brought on board to help with the wellness program, have really risen to what they need to do and gone the extra mile. And, you know, I can say it because I'm not the one directly involved. I wasn't one of them, but it's really been incredible. Right from the very top, bottom, people have self-sacrifice and have done what needs to be done. And now we want the whole community to participate. You know, Simon, I think there may be light on the horizon. I believe that you know, the vaccination stations and the vaccine is not that far off. If we can just hold on now a little while longer, we endured this whole year, and if we can wait some more time, we believe that we can get over this. And this is what this Hope Takes Help campaign is about. We all hope that we will get rid of this pandemic. We all hope that we will not be infected and that our loved ones will not become sick. But it takes help. Hope takes help. That's our hashtag. Everyone needs to help, and it's the last lap now, hopefully. Hopefully it is, and that's what this is about.
Wow, so good that you're trying to put a positive spin on this, because I agree with you. I think we're fatigued, and I think we needed some kind of booster of hope. So this probably came just at the right time. David Shapiro, the legal director of Hatzola Medical Rescue Johannesburg, thank you for talking to me this afternoon, and good luck with your Keeping Hope Alive campaign.
Thank you so much again. Thanks for inviting us on your show.